Hello, it's Mac. It's Mac Organ here on Audioboo, and this is a podcast. Actually, it's not really a podcast. I mean, that's part of a debate that was brought up by a piece of audio created, I believe, by Pete Lane on the Blind Abilities channel. And he was having a wee chat and some editing along the way with Jeff Thompson, who's at Jeff Thompson, and with Garth, who is at iBlind Tech. And they were discussing what each of them considered to be a podcast, in other words, a proper podcast. And they did mention Randy, who is at the Big R, another person who I follow and love listening to. Come to think of it, I haven't heard much from Randy recently at all. But in one instance, they mentioned that Randy had spoken of spending 60 hours doctoring down a podcast to, I think it was 10 minutes, something crazy like that, I can't believe. Anyway, they posed the question at the end of this, and they spoke in depth about their own considerations and what they thought was a podcast. And if you want to listen to that, then you should try and find that piece of audio on the Blind Abilities channel. And I will tell you what that is just now. And it is Blind Abilities Presents Podcasting Freestyle or Radio Production, an in-depth discussion. And indeed, it was in-depth in many, many ways, discussing how they felt that a podcast, an audio piece of audio posted up to the internet, had to fall within certain lines, in other words, to be called a proper podcast. And at the end of that, they asked what others' views might be on what they consider to be a podcast. And this was a subject that was brought up quite a long while ago, a long, long time before I came across the Blind Abilities channel. And I remember some of the people that became involved in that discussion, Paul O'Mahony at the O'Mahony blog and Simon SM2N and a few others I can't remember at the moment. And we discussed that back and forth for quite a wee bit. So I'm just going to throw my hat into the ring with this and give you what is my view now and what I believe was my view then, as far as I can remember. And here it is. A podcast to me, and we're talking here not of a snip of audio or any irregular stuff. A podcast to me is something that is regular but not necessarily set in a particular time scale or subject matter. And you can take, for example, the Blind Abilities channel or the iBlindTech channel, or you could even take into account, if you wished, my morning thoughts, because that's virtually every morning of my life I carry out that 10 to 15 minute podcast. Or even my shower tunes, although strictly speaking it's not, because I don't talk on shower tunes. So is it a podcast? Well, it's a musical podcast. It's regular, it's almost every morning, and people know where to find it. And that's the other thing about podcasts, is that usually people are following a channel or following a person or a group of people because they're expecting something on a very regular, if not daily, basis. But as I said, it doesn't need to be something that is recorded in good quality or has been processed in any way. A podcast, on the parameters I've just given, could be as simple as someone with a mobile device who records on a very regular basis. They could be talking out in all weathers, so wind noise and rain and background noise and traffic. But because they have a recognised pattern or some kind of pattern of recording, in other words, people expect to hear from on a very regular basis, then it doesn't need processing. I mean, okay, I agree with the guys wholeheartedly that it's better if it does sound, as in the audible part of things, it does sound good, or at least reasonable, So maybe it would be better to do some processing, but it doesn't have to be, because even they agreed that at the end of the day, it's the content. It's a wee bit like looking for a house, you know, location, location, location. Well, I would tend to agree with the content, content, content. And if the audio has background noise, has a wee bit hiss, a wee bit crackle, yes, that can be damn annoying and distracting, but if the content's there, you're going to listen anyway, are you? Or at least you're going to tell them, look, I enjoy your stuff, but can you improve the quality of your audio, please? So that's my own opinion on what a podcast is. So what do I call the stuff, for example, that I put up irregularly throughout the year to the internet for others to listen to? Because after all, that is one of the criteria of a podcast. You have to post it up for others to be able to find and to listen to and want to listen to. But the stuff that I put up throughout the year on what I would call my public timeline is not a podcast, because nothing is expected. There is no regularity to it. It's just not. It doesn't come into all those criteria that I just explained for a podcast. What would I call it? I could call it an audio cast. I could come up with a few names that would cover what it is, but it's not a podcast, so it doesn't really matter what I call it. That to me is not podcasting is all the other things that I mentioned, and that's my own opinion. Great subject, guys. Always great to listen to you. Great edit, by the way, Pete. Yes, playing with Garth's original piece of audio and knitting it in to the dialogue. Brilliant stuff, guys. Absolutely loved it. So there you go. Thanks very much for listening. If you're listening to this, this is not a podcast. This is just an audio cast. Okay. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.